Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is the 1st of October, 2024. It's a very jam-packed month full of events related to business and tech and a lot of exciting things. My name is Hindal Dah, and I'm here with my co-host Abdul Majid Awan. So yesterday I went to the Podfest Dubai event, and I got to meet
a lot of people.
Talking about that because our first story is related to a podcast platform. For today's main stories, we have Podio secures $5.4 million to expand beyond the Arab world. Richard Attayas envisions global demand for Las Vegas Sphere, and reality TV star Ryan Serhant joins the Dubai real estate scene. First off, Podio, which we proudly use for the Smashy Business Show to distribute our podcast. So it's a UAE-based podcast distribution platform. It was actually created in Lebanon, but they moved it to the UAE. And they've raised $5.4 million in the Series A funding round. And they aim to, of course, I think with a lot of new funding, they aim to expand their operations into Eastern Europe, Latin America, and also to Southeast Asia, because it's actually been doing super well in the Arab region, in the Middle East. So it has grown to a subscriber base of 50 million, capitalizing on high engagement in podcasting, especially in emerging markets.
Yeah, so the story, we read that there's nearly 500 million, nearly half a billion listeners for podcasts across the globe.
Yeah.
Some of the reports have said that. So it's a very good thing that podcast listening is growing. I read somewhere also in the same report that 80% of the people who listen to podcasts say that we listen to the full episode at least. So that's a good thing that they're going through. And podcasts are not short. Some of the podcasts go on for like one and a half or 2 hours.
It's super surprising because when you talk about social media today, you're always like, oh, people are losing their attention spans and they only need like a few short seconds to get as much information as possible. But with podcasts, people sit down and actually listen to it. I think most of the listeners are from the phone and not on the desktop. So people actually take their time to listen to podcasts and listen to people speak on important topics. And there's, you know, with podcasts, there's obviously a wide variety of different topics that you, if you're, you know, interested in. So it's surprising to me.
So many business podcasts, we have our own podcast.
Yeah.
Augustus Media itself has like 20 plus podcasts.
Yep.
33 podcasts. My producer has told me the exact number. So we have
both in English and Arabic.
Yeah, so English, Arabic. So we as a company have 33 podcasts. So imagine the reach that podcasts have. The producer is telling me that we hit more than 1 million listeners on our podcast.
Yeah,
so monthly 1 million listeners. Okay,
that's
so
cool.
My producer is giving me bits and pieces of information.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, shows you.
Yeah, but globally, podcast listenership has surpassed half a billion. And I think that number hopefully will continue to grow.
Yeah.
So podcast expansion to these other regions reflects a growing recognition of the podcasting potential in underserved markets. And so they offer, the platform has unique offerings like audio production, which is easy to use, like their tools are easy to use. So obviously that makes it more attractive to people when you have everything on the platform itself, and also a revenue model that is free of subscription fees for creator. So they're trying to be more advertisement based. So that makes it much better for both the listeners and the producers or the creators.
Yes, and what I saw was that they're trying to focus this money towards discoverability because, again, all these numbers show that every day a new podcaster is joining the gang, basically, and they want to become the next big podcaster. So discoverability becomes a very big problem, that how do you get discovered?
Mm-hmm.
Like, YouTube has an algorithm for discoverability, Instagram, all the social media. So Podio is trying to solve that problem. It already has, but it's making it more better.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I listen to 5 or 6 business podcasts, for me, a new podcast popping up would be helpful. I would love to listen to a new podcast on business, have some fresh perspective from a new person. So mm-hmm. all these things, this money is mainly earmarked for discoverability and expansion also. Mm-hmm. As in said, they're going to new markets.
Yeah.
So hopefully, let's see, Podio's plans are big.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the premium products coming out of MENA region, apart from all the other fintech stuff that is usually happening.
Yeah. So yesterday, the CEO, Stefanos Fallaha, was a part of a panel at PodFest, and he was talking about how they're actually using AI to empower creators. So AI is being used for the better. Actually, AI is a bit, it's obviously a big topic across the media landscape, but they're using it for the better in Podio's case. So just wanted to throw that in there.
No, so mainly Podio has gotten the money. And another thing that, again, I forgot to mention that this is the biggest Series A funding any podcast platform has received. So this is an achievement in itself. Good job, Podio.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to say. And let's see where they go from here.
Mm-hmm.
Series A funding of $5.4 million for a podcast platform, very big.
I think part of their success as well is the fact that they distribute to all, across all podcast platforms, which makes it much easier for people who create or curate podcasts.
And there was like one story, the detailed story that I read on it was on TechCrunch. And there was this small mention that when the blast happened in 2020
in Beirut,
there was a nitrate, I don't exactly remember the chemical,
ammonium
nitrate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there it was hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate that detonated in a Beirut port warehouse. So a lot of people didn't know what was happening. There was no, because you can't go near the area, obviously.
Right.
So there was less coverage and there was unauthentic reports coming out. So people went on to Podio and shared their stories, shared their well wishes. So that is how Podio became like a household name. So that is the origin story. Obviously, it's said in the media landscape that bad news sells.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, that bad news gave way for people to have a voice of their own.
Yeah,
so people near the area shared their experience of how they felt the tremors. And
in turn, Podio became more well-known around the region. Let's move on to our second story. So Richard Altayas envisions a global demand for Las Vegas Fear experience. So Richard Altayas is the CEO of the Future Investment Initiative Institute. And in fact, I was reading up about him, and he's like the main man behind the bringing in a lot of these billionaires and CEOs to Saudi Arabia. And he works closely with the Saudi royal family.
Yeah.
So even though he's maybe not as well known as... he's still like a strong player. So he discussed potential is the keyword, global interest in replicating the Las Vegas Sphere, which is like an entertainment venue that is literally inside a sphere.
Yeah.
A very cool looking piece of
modern architecture, I would say.
It's
like people are trying to build things. Dubai has their Museum of Future, which is like a very nicely built architectural
It really
marvel.
Stands out in that street of skyscrapers.
And coming up with a concept which stands out in Las Vegas is very difficult.
Exactly.
That Las Vegas
already
is so flashy.
Mm-hmm.
That building something which is completely new was very difficult. And they built it. The original budget for it was nearly $1.5 billion, but they went up to $2.3 billion because they needed to like hold the whole structure because it's built in a very difficult way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
the
easy
shape,
to build.
I mean,
the shape of the sphere is very difficult to hold. Then you have screens and everything needs to work in sync. So it's a very complicated project that they completed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying that it's coming to the UAE, the next sphere, but it's been clarified that there is going to be a sphere in the UAE on the island, which is like a seafront development, which is being developed by Wasl. But it's not going to be the sphere. It is going to be a sphere inspired
by
something.
That Las Vegas sphere.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they'll be inspired by it, maybe build it, but not exactly the company is coming here. So yeah. Yeah.
So the actual Las Vegas Sphere was only opened last year, so on September 29th. And it has a residency by U2, which Majid just told me, like, they perform almost every other night or very frequently.
40 shows.
Yeah, very frequently. And it already has a lot of attention, the Sphere, I mean, because of the cutting edge design and the technology, because it's like a screen, a spherical screen.
If I can give you an idea of what it looks like, if you've been to SeaWorld Yas Island, have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so the, when you stand in the middle, you see there's like a whole bent screen that displays all
tank,
So make it like 10 times larger, and that is this fair. Because when
it's
I read
very
about
impressive.
It, yeah, I was like, what have I seen which is closer to it? Because I haven't seen this fair, obviously, from the inside. Our owner, Richard, was telling me that it's like a whole new experience from the inside, looking at everything. So,
and it seats a lot of people, right? Like thousands, thousands upon thousands.
It's like
people.
It has become a tourism spot for everyone. Whoever goes to Las Vegas, first used to go to casinos, and now they're going to this fair as well. So the entertainment factor is there. They also released the first feature film. So the whole sphere from the outside turned into Earth, and the I again saw a lot of videos of it. I was really inspired by what was happening inside, and it's not only the visuals, it's the sound as well. And it has a 4D structure, so there's mist and air also involved. It's like a roller coaster ride where you get water and everything. So this is like this sphere where you smell something from the mist and you see air blowing through it. It's a very nice thing. Hopefully, when we'll visit there, we'll see it ourselves. Maybe we'll put
in
stories
the coming
of
years,
it.
Yeah. So coming back to Saudi Arabia, the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative, FIII, will take place this month. Again, very jam-packed month, from October 29th to 31st in Riyadh. And they'll discuss, you know, investment opportunities and innovations in entertainment. And they're so that's expected to be like the main talk around, you know.
The Future Investment Initiative attracts like some of the biggest global leaders. This year's list is big as well. I was looking at it. So just go to their page and see the number, the people actually who make it. It's like people like Richard Attias. No one knows them, but in the business circle, everyone knows them. So these are the people that come there and they discuss, obviously, how the world of investment is changing. They discuss the ideas, they discuss deals. A lot of things happen. Our head will be there. Richard Fitzgerald, our owner, is going there. So obviously, we'll give you all the updates right from there, what's happening.
And I wonder,
not.
After this conference or whatnot, after that is, you know, complete, there's going to be a lot of new developments after that, new news about things being built around technology and whatnot.
So basically, Richard Attias quoted Jim Dolan, MSG Entertainment Chief, that they're getting a lot of requests for this fair. What I read was reportedly, I read all the reports that were there about this fair, if it is going anywhere. I was watching, like, if any report has substance to it. Apparently, they tried to build one in UK, but the UK government said, sorry, too expensive for
a
project. We can't afford it right now. There were reports that they were in talks with Saudi Arabia as well, but those talks didn't, like, really fold out nicely. UAE is also in talks, reportedly. All these are reports. There's no confirmation from anyone involved in this fair. In it, but there are like reports that UAE also wants it, but then UAE recently announced that an inspired version of this pair is coming to the island, which is being built by Wasl. It will have MGM Resort there, so everyone was like, okay, maybe MGM Resort, so MGM's fair, but no, it's not coming. Whenever there's an announcement, the whole world will know, because it's such a new attraction that everyone wants it in their country. There was also talks about South Korea. So a lot of countries have been mentioned in reports, but no one has confirmed where the next sphere will be as of right
but
now.
But we look forward to see how.
But it will become a phenomenon. A lot of people like Disney, like Madame Tussauds, the museum, they popped up everywhere. Eventually, it will come to other people. I guess people are looking and waiting for the revenues. That how many years does it take to like break even and then take the cost 2.3 billion is not a small amount. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money that they invested. And then everyday operational costs are very big with such things. Like Burj Khalifa, mm-hmm. you see the lights and everything. There's a very big operational cost involved. So yeah, people may be looking at it right now and they'll decide after 2 to 3 years when they see the financials.
Yeah. Let's move on to our final story of the day. So the reality TV star Ryan Serhant joins Dubai real estate scene. So Ryan Serhant is a renowned real estate owner, a broker, and also the star of Netflix Owning Manhattan series. And he'll speak at the Game Changers Dubai Real Estate Summit on October 24th. And this event aims to guide brokers on succeeding in Dubai's competitive property market. And it's going to feature insights from Serhant and also by CEO of FAM Properties, Firas Al Musaddi. And so the summit comes during a significant boom in Dubai's real estate, with sales reaching 47.3 billion dirhams in August of this year.
Only a month.
Only a month. And
nearly 50 billion
dirhams. That's insane. I mean,
and some of these deals which I've seen throughout a month, if they're so big, usually a penthouse, the latest penthouse mm-hmm. just sold for a lot of money, or there's
the
like
most
one
expensive
big
suite,
yeah,
or
one whatever. Most expensive suite, and usually it's Business Bay or some very posh, very or it's downtown.
Yeah.
So usually it's a property in Business Bay downtown. These are the most expensive properties. So one big deal adds to this number, and then there are always smaller deals mm-hmm. going on. So mm-hmm. yeah, this Ryan Serhant coming to Dubai is a good scene. We saw recently in Sharjah Investment Forum, a lot of people came. Chris Fade is always everywhere now. But apart from that, Grant Cardone, the 10X guy who started the 10X conference, is a has multi-million in assets under management. Usually we see companies doing it. He's doing it as an individual mm-hmm. through his company. So all these people came, and Mohammed Bin Ghati was there. He had a talk with Grant Cardone. So a lot of people came to Sharjah Investment Forum. Now Dubai, the event season has started, so a lot of people will come to Dubai. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you updated about who is coming. But Ryan Serhant, I saw a video of his, again, whenever you research about these people. I haven't seen Owning Manhattan.
Mm-hmm, same.
Guilty of that. It's a good show, I've heard. It's a great 101 course in real estate selling, but luxury real estate selling. So I'll see it maybe.
So the summit that's going to happen this month will offer valuable insider information from top professionals to help brokers navigate Dubai's rapidly changing real estate landscape. And I wonder if it's open for the public, because it'd be amazing. Oh, so if you have the chance, you should probably go to get some
because,
insider
of
knowledge.
Property events, they want to attract as many people as they can because they want to show footfall. So if, for example, Jitex is like sponsored, you give money and you go inside. A lot of events are sponsored, but a lot of events are open. The events which talk about sales and stuff, mm-hmm. because then they can show, oh, we got 100,000 people, 20,000, 30,000 people last year. So please come exhibit with us. It's like a model for sales. Like, oh, we had so many people. So please come exhibit with us and you can present your property, your projects, whatever you want mm-hmm. to a large number of people. So obviously, most probably it's going to be this session, maybe after everything with him coming, they can maybe be like, okay, pay 50 dirhams, 100 dirhams, maybe small ticket price. Mm.
Because he is sort of like a...
Yeah, he is a celebrity.
Celebrity.
So, yeah, he is a celebrity. Has $10 billion in sales. And what I read last, not confirmed number, but there is nearly 100,000 registered real estate agents in Dubai only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apart from that, everyone is a estate agent in Dubai, to be honest. If you have a house and you want to sell it, I'll be like, okay, I'll make the deal. Okay. I'll find a client for you. But legally registered by RERA, the regulatory authority for property, legally, there's mm-hmm. nearly 100,000 people. So all of them will be there, most probably.
Yeah. It's obviously, since he's coming to Dubai, you know, it shows that a lot of people are interested in the real estate market of Dubai. And also there has been an influx of global investors, so people coming in from outside. And it's projected that they're going to spend over 16 billion dirhams in property in Dubai. So the demand is higher than ever for expertise and innovative strategies. So
there's always this discussion. Sorry, I just remembered when you talked 16 billion, there's always this discussion that the Dubai real estate is a bubble which will burst soon.
Mm.
And I recently saw an infographic by, I don't remember the exact company. Again, very well-known verified source. It wasn't like just
mm-hmm.
something that I received on WhatsApp. The infographic had a list of cities which have the highest chance of getting a bubble burst in property. Mm. Miami was at the top. Like, people are like, okay, Miami selling properties at a very high rate. Soon the bubble will burst and everything. They have a very high chance. Dubai was on 14th number on that list. So it was like in the middle range that there is very less chance that the property bubble will burst. So that's a good sign for the property dealers. That's a good sign for the people buying the property that if they buy something for 1 million, it won't become worth $500,000.
Yeah.
It won't depreciate. It will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just wanted to share something I read.
That's cool.
Yeah. So this all happened. Apart from that, in other news, like small news, UAE Federal Tax Authority has extended the deadline for corporate tax filing. We talked about it yesterday as well. Again, reminding you that if you're a company which was established, registered, or formed after February 2023, you still have time by the end of this year to file your tax returns. Apple Pay made its debut in Oman. We talked about Samsung Pay coming. Now Apple Pay is there, so Oman is becoming better and better in digital payments.
They're moving forward.
Yeah. UAE has a new $1 trillion asset management company, Nuveem, N-U-V-E-E-M. They have also registered in ADGM. This is the second $1 trillion asset management company that has arrived in Abu Dhabi in the last month only. It's not like the whole year. In the last month only. So PGIM was the first one. Nuveen is the second one. Moody's has downgraded Israel's credit rating because of the geopolitical tensions that are going on. They were at AA, now they are at BAA. So it's gone down. And Google has a new headquarter in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Yep, that's it. So if you missed the first half of the show, or if you want to rewatch some of the older episodes, you can always find us on all the streaming platforms like Anghami, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podio on literally every single podcast or platform you can think of. We're probably on there. You can also find us on any of the social media channels like TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. Also on LinkedIn. And we also have a daily newsletter that comes out every morning. So make sure you read on. We have a lot of jam-packed, like, the day's news into one single newsletter. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.